It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. Get ready for a powerful message that I've recently preached at my home church, We're for Jesus House of Prayer in Jacksonville, Florida. This message is entitled, Praying in Difficult Times. Have you ever had to pray and press against the press while you were praying? Have you ever had a prayer that you prayed but you didn't even understand it? Have you ever prayed at a time that you were so confused in your mind you didn't even know what else to say? Well, we're going into this powerful message that was preached at the sanctuary at We're for Jesus in Jacksonville, and we want to take time out to know that there's power in prayer and praise. Yes, we're going to go right into this message, and I want you to grasp, get a pen, get your paper, get ready. We're going to dissect the power of prayer and praise. That's a portion of what? Praying in difficult times. You know, I serve as an assistant pastor at We're for Jesus, where the Bishop Elijah Johnson is our senior pastor. You're always welcome to come out and visit us if you're in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. Get ready. We're going to have a powerful time. Get ready today. Praying in difficult times. God bless you.
You line up with who? God's will. And you trust him. Jesus trusted him all the way to the cross, and we know what happened on the cross. But do you realize that there was a resurrection? God want to resurrect somebody in here, but you got to lay your life down first. Look at somebody and say, Lord, I'm willing to lay my life down. Mix praises with your prayers. Mix your adoration of God with your petition to God. Mix praises with your prayers. And we're going to look very quickly at Acts 16 chapter verses 22 to 26. And just to bring you up to this scripture, we find that Paul and Silas had gone out on a missionary journey, and Paul was traveling all over the place, and he was establishing churches. Look at somebody say, he was establishing churches. He was establishing churches, and he was doing all kind of mighty things, and people were being healed, delivered, and set free. And on his way to prayer, look at somebody say, on his way to prayer, he was met with a lady who had a spirit of divination, which means she was a soothsayer. She could foretell the future. And she was going around, and she sounded right. She sounded right. Look at somebody and say, the devil can sound right from time to time. Uh-huh. She sounded right. She said, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. That sound right, don't it? And she did that continually, and time after time, and time after time, until for some reason that annoyed Paul. It didn't sit right with his spirit. Look at somebody and say, sometimes the devil can talk and he sound right. And so what happened was, it didn't sit right with Paul's spirit. So Paul cast the demon out of the lady. And when he cast the demon out of the lady, those that were making money on her lost their money maker. If you ever want to know why somebody fighting, dig deep, and it's the money down there. So it was about the money, and their money maker could not prophesy anymore and foretell the future anymore, and they lost their money, and they were mad. So what they did was they decided, they came against Paul and Silas, and that's where we are with verse 22. What they did was they riled up the crowd against Paul and Silas. Anybody ever had a crowd come up against you? Just a crowd of people. The crowds, verse 22, the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. Look at somebody say, they were stripped, they were beaten for doing something good. So they were on their way to prayer. Here they are, they stripped and beaten for doing something good, for doing the will of God, for operating in the power and the anointing of God. I want to tell you, sometimes the anointing will get you in trouble, but the anointing will also get you out of trouble. Come on, let's give God a praise for it. So in verse 23, after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them, what? Carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in stocks. How many people have seen things go from bad to worse? Now you're in prison, and they say, no, that ain't good enough. Put them in the inner jail and lock them down. How many people ever been put on lockdown? That devil tried to lock you down. Come on, somebody. Have you ever gone through a trial or a test that you felt like you couldn't talk, you couldn't hardly get around, you felt bound? Is anybody here ever felt bound? So they fasten the feet and it starts. And then look at verse 25. About midnight. I love that about midnight, because if you look at the illustration of this story, it happened in the daytime. It happened during the day. They were put in jail, which tells me they've been praying for a long time. So what I'm saying is, sometimes when you're in bondage, you can't just pray a short prayer. You're going to have a personal church service. See, your challenge may be on a Wednesday night, and we're not having service on a Wednesday night. But you may have to go home and pray and praise, pray and praise, pray and praise. And you may have to do it for more than 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You may have to press until something happens. Look at somebody, say press until something happens. So we find out about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were singing hymns to what? I want you to see the picture. I want you to see where God wants us to be as believers. They've been beaten. They were bloody. They were doing good. They were on their way to prayer. They weren't bothering nobody. They were thrown not only in prison, but in the inner jail. And they singing praises to God. I wonder what they were singing. They may have been singing, "My God is an awesome God." They may have been singing, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why on others thou art calling? Please don't pass me by." They could have been singing all types of songs that I'm not talking about songs. I know I'm in 2013. They weren't singing those songs they were written, but I'm just making an illustration. They were singing victorious songs. They were singing songs unto the Lord. I want you to know that when God is moving, when you need God to move, you got to mix your what? Your prayer with your praise. And so now look at it happen when they were singing and when they were praying and when they were praising God. It says suddenly there was a what? A violent earthquake. When we get out of ourselves and step into the presence of God, regardless of what it feels like, something happens in the heavenlies. See, you got to know that when you can pray and praise God, when it's not looking like the answer is coming, God said, now you position yourself for something to happen. Something got to happen. My child got faith that's moving me right now. They're praying and they're praising me. They're not just praying and crying, but they're praying and praising. They're not just praying and complaining. They're praying and praising me. They're telling me how wonderful I am while they're still hurting. Telling me how good I am while they're still broke. Telling me how much I am while they're still sick. The husband walked out and they're still praying and say, "God, I love you." Praying and praising me. Praying and praising me. Oh, Michael, can you hear that praise? Oh, Gabriel, do you hear that praise? And the Bible says there was a mighty earthquake. And I want you to know that heaven got noted, got on alert, and the earth had to obey. And earth didn't know what to do because there was so much going on. The earth got to quaking. Nature itself say something's got to happen because they reached a place of prayer and praises. And it called nature to turn around. Wasn't supposed to be an earthquake because you got in your spirit. You see, the Bible says you have dominion. He gave you, all of us dominion over the earth. Not in our flesh, in the spirit. If we could just get in the spirit. And guess what now? The shackles came off. Everybody, oh my God. I want you to know that you can pray and praise to the point that it won't it just touch you, but it'll touch the person next to you. It'll go all the way out to your hometown. And it'll touch your loved ones. It'll touch your family. It'll touch the government. Everybody, bands were loosened. Oh, and this is the thing I love most about the power of prayer and praises. It's the same one that put them in jail. Say, I need to be saved. We don't see nowhere where Paul tried to throw that jailer under the bus or nothing like that. Paul never raised his arm against him. Paul just began to pray and praise God. Paul just let his light shine. Paul just had faith in God. And that jailer said, you got something I need. Somebody wants to look at you and say, you got something I need. I need what you got. I need your kind of faith. I need your kind of power. I need your ability to deliver. I see everybody up in here is free. And the jailer, as we read on in those scriptures, the jailer say, come on over. I want my whole house to feel what you got. I want my whole, oh, you want to get somebody saved. Go through a fiery trial by praying and praising God. Oh, you want to turn something around? Go home and begin to pray and praise God. You want God to move mightily? Just continue to pray and praise God. His whole household was saved.
All right, my radio listener audience, I just want to thank you so much for listening to Praying in Difficult Times. Always remember that it is a powerful, powerful tool when you learn how to what? Pray and praise at the same time. Mix prayer with your praises. Mix praises with your prayer. God will never leave you alone. I tell you that there's power in prayer and praising. It will what? Break the chains. It will what? Cause captives to be set free. It will what? Let you know and everybody else know that God is still ruling and reigning. And don't forget, your walking God, your prayer and your praises, your joy of the Lord, your standing God will cause others to be liberated. Remember, praying in difficult times will take a blessing, but don't fear. God is always and will always be with you. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'll see you this time next week. Don't miss next week's message. Don't miss it. I am so excited. We'll see you. God bless you. Praying in difficult times.
In Jesus' name, amen.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.